local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Another week and another Monday starting, well, not really Monday, but Monday afternoon starting with Pensacola Right Now. How about that? That's close enough, right? Austin Price here in the studio with you, joined by Chris Bryan as always. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Okay, pretty darn good. It's 410 on News Radio 92.3. Busy day today. I got to just tell you this. We're getting ready for this special coming up in 2 days. We're going to have a 9/11 special for you. We're going to do this during the afternoon show. So get ready for that. We're working it up. You're going to like it. It's a kind of memorial to actually what happened.
Right.
So you'll hear that. That'll be coming up on Wednesday. One thing I wanted to touch on today, and it's been getting some really heavy ink, it's Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard. He is reporting now a threat to Ernest Ward Middle School under investigation, but it is incredible threat. I had to make sure that was right. Leonard said the alleged threat was discussed on social media and was believed to be internal, involving students at Walnut Hill. Extra law enforcement is at that school today. A call-out message was sent to parents earlier this morning.
Also, of course, just Chris getting us started here with things that are going on just soon this week. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump getting ready for their high-stakes debate on Tuesday night. The event has heightened importance, of course, with the new Siena College New York Times poll showing the race deadlocked. I mean, looking like a toss-up right here. It's likely to be their only debate before Election Day in November. It's taking place in Philadelphia, the state that could Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is the state that could determine who wins the presidency. ABC News is the host, but every network will carry it starting at 8 p.m. Central, and it won't have an audience, live microphones, or written notes for the candidates.
Okay, Escambia and Okaloosa counties each are attempting to acquire the world's largest artificial diving reef, of course, the SS United States. We've been talking about this for about a week now.
Yes.
But maybe we'll get some closure soon. Okaloosa wants to sink it between Destin and Fort Walton Beach. They delayed their vote until September 17th. Escambia County's Tourism Development Council will discuss the funding happening this afternoon. 221 South Palafox Place.
Also, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson saying that he's not for Proposition 3, which would legalize the recreational use of marijuana across the state. Johnson says one of the arguments that supports use is that it would eliminate illicit drug dealers, but he doesn't believe that it would have much of an effect, as many people would still purchase the drugs illegally to get the variants that are laced with still illegal substances, such as PCP or fentanyl. Johnson says the biggest difference that people would notice is the amount of marijuana stores that pop up across the state.
There's a lot of marijuana stores already across the
state. Yeah, you will see a few.
I think there's like over 20 or so now.
Wow.
Cantonment Improvement Committee hosting a special food distribution tomorrow. This will happen up at Carver Park. The 3 p.m. event features food for the first 500 families. Organizers confirm only residents of the greater Cantonment, Molino, Walnut Hill, and Century areas are invited to attend that function.
And following last week's school shooting in Georgia, safety is top of mind for students, teachers, and parents, of course. We learned last week that response times were faster thanks to staff members at Appalachia High School wearing GPS-enabled badges that are equipped with panic buttons. It's a system that's been used in Escambia County schools for 3 years now. Escambia County Public Schools Safety Specialist Kyle Kinzer says that the district is also holding monthly drills so both students and staff members know what to do if there is a threat on campus. He says every school in the district also has a threat management team made up of school resource officers, mental health instructors, and administrators to address concerns and possible threats.
Okay, let me just tell you, in about 20 minutes right now, Austin, we're going to recap what happened to the SAC over the weekend. A lot of surprises. We're also going to look at the NFL and see what happens. Game tonight, of course, it's the 49ers and Jets. They'll kick that off 7:15 Pensacola time.
Yes, and that's the thing, as you said, we'll get into it later, but there is a lot of stuff to unpack about sports this last weekend. Pensacola police say that they have located the severely autistic man that disappeared last week. 33-year-old Raymond Hayes was found on Saturday. PPD had been looking for him since he walked out of Baptist Hospital last Monday, and PPD thanked everyone who had been looking for him.
Yeah, that was a real strange case. I'm glad they found him safe. He had autism, and he had visual lack of visual skills and things like that. He's safe, and that's the good news about the whole story coming down.
Absolutely.
Okay, pre-sales. We talked about it. You knew about it. We're going to remind you. Pre-sales of the new Jimmy Buffett license plate begins Tuesday, October 1st. Fees from that sale will be distributed to Singing for Change. That's a foundation founded by Jimmy Buffett back in 95 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters for recovery, rebuilding, and future sustainability. You know, they said they had to have 3,000 confirmed orders before that went into production.
Right.
I don't think you're going to have a problem with that. Just the parrot heads alone. Can take that number.
Absolutely. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. All right, looking at the roads here, it's actually not looking too severe when you know what we typically see every day this hour. Pine Forest Road has some backups if you're traveling northbound towards Nine Mile Road, and Brent Lane has some issues traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. But outside of that, there's not too much going on in Pensacola. However, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking kind of rough if you're traveling eastbound passing the Oriole Beach area. And Highway 90 has some issues over in Milton in a few spots, whether it be you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane, or traveling westbound towards the Walmart Supercenter. We've got some issues in all those areas there, but no accidents being reported in that area, at least not at this time. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight, we got a low of 74 with about a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Hopefully that won't manifest into anything too serious. Then tomorrow, we're going to have about a 70% chance of showers all throughout your Tuesday with a high of 83 and a low of 74 there as well.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center forecasters are now saying that Tropical Storm Francine, with max sustained winds around 50 miles per hour now, will land in the western side of Louisiana as a Cat 2 storm hurricane, Cat 2 hurricane, just in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes from right now. We're going to kind of delve into this and give you some, you just got an advisory in at 4 o'clock. So it's 17 minutes old, and we'll share that with you. It's coming up in less than 20 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
And a little over an hour from now, probably shortly before the Fox News break in our 5 o'clock hour, we do have some tickets to give away, not for Florida State Memphis. I know we were talking about those last week. Pensacola Morning News gave a pair of those away this morning. However, what we have is a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater, A Man for All Season. We will go into details about that at 5:30. Once again, that is right before our Fox News break, so stay tuned for that. Also, after the show tonight from 7 to 8, you're going to miss that first hour that we usually have at the day. Dave Ramsey show, because it's going to be the Florida State coaches show. Of course, we are back to doing that. We had that for like a week and then it died down for a moment or two, but it now is back. And there's a lot to talk about as they get into this weekend's game against Memphis.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Gas prices continuing to fall after a drop in the oil market. Checking the average price per gallon in Escambia County as of this minute, $2.95. North Escambia prices, $2.77, while Pensacola prices dropping to $2.63.
All righty. Also, getting a text here saying that we've got a crash on Michigan Avenue east of Mobile Highway with westbound roadblock. So we will keep an eye on that, see if that has any increasing congestion. So far, I'm looking at the roads. It doesn't look too severe in that area. Mild congestion here and there. But if there is a roadblock, that will surely get worse before it gets better. So we will keep an eye on that. Also, we've got a neighborhood dispute in Baldwin County reportedly leading to a fatal shooting over the weekend. Deputies say 59-year-old Michael David Norton shot a man during an argument off County Road 20 in South Foley. The victim died as a result of a single gunshot wound, and there's no word on exactly what led to the violence, but deputies say an investigation is ongoing, and Norton remains in custody on a murder charge.
Okay, Francine is parked right between Galveston and the Houston areas right now. It'll be moving up throughout the state, through Louisiana, northward. We're going to get a lot of rain probably out of this.
It looks like it.
But it's not going to be the type of winds are all that West Louisiana is getting. But we'll watch this for you very closely. You never can tell. Can tell till they make landfall. So we'll stay on top of this one and keep you abreast of what is going on right now. But they're saying, I'm talking about the NHC, the National Hurricane Center, forecasters are saying they expect Francine to make landfall in the western part of the state as a Category 2 storm. Could be dangerous. We'll talk about that.
Absolutely. And also, we had mentioned just a few minutes ago, you know, talk about some of these increased security measures that our local schools have regarding some shootings and crises and stuff like that. Well, the Broward County School System apparently is emphasizing some safety of its own following recent campus threats. Superintendent Dr. Howard Hepburn held a news conference earlier today saying the district plans to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law for any threats to schools, whether in person or virtual. A 14-year-old girl from Lauderdale Lakes is accused of making threats on social media against about 10 schools over the weekend. She has been charged with multiple felonies, of course. Broward State Attorney says the community knows too well that these incidents can be very serious, and it's important to hold individuals accountable.
Okay, another serious situation. Overcrowding continues to plague both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County animal shelters. You know, you and I are both animal lovers here, and right. Well into its third year as a no-kill shelter, Santa Rosa operating. Get these numbers. Close quarters is what I'm talking about. In Santa Rosa, is their shelter's operating with 147 dogs. That building was only set to accommodate 85. In Escambia County, 160 dogs are in that facility, built to house about 105. Three local facilities orchestrating dog adoptions. Right now, SRC Animal Services, they're at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. Escambia County Animal Shelter at 200 West Fairfield Drive, and the Pensacola Humane Society at 5 North Q Street. Yeah, right behind the fire tower. You know, you're going over the Violac there, off there to the right.
Yeah, yeah, in that area.
We know where it's at.
420, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, Chris, just give us a bit of a lead in here. We do have a story regarding some of this Apple releases,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
They did their streaming earlier today.
Right.
And they've announced some new products that's going to, if you're an Apple lover, it's going to make your head spin.
All right.
Coming up 20 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
All right, you're listening to Pensacola right now. As Chris said on News Radio 92.3, we'll be right back shortly.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Richard M. McCool commissioning that took place over the weekend. Two four-stars, including the Chief of Naval Operations and the United States Marine Corps Assistant Commandant, in attendance, along with the Secretary of the Navy. Also talked extensively about the inquiry into the attempted assassination of President Trump and what experts had to say on that subject. And talked with Sheriff Bob Johnson about this shooting that took place in Kentucky along the roadside. Terrible thing. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tomorrow night, it's Class X. A high-energy, fun, classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. It's Bands on the Beach tomorrow night at 7 with Class X.
Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate tomorrow night beginning at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Color right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get things started with another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service has now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, we had a texter letting us know that there was an accident on Michigan Avenue just east of Mobile Highway, and we do have confirmation of that accident now. Some minor congestion in that area, but it's not too severe at this time. Outside of that, it's just going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of Pensacola, we've still got some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, and a bit further westbound as you're approaching the Pace area, approaching Walmart Supercenter. So be on the lookout for those spots. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees in Pensacola currently. Tonight's low is going to be 74 with a chance of thunderstorms of around 40%. As we get into your Tuesday, it's going to be a 70% chance of showers all throughout with a high of 83 and a low of 74.
426 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola pulled out the bat Sunday with a decisive win over Birmingham. It was 6-5. Wahoos return home tomorrow to face the Montgomery Biscuits. We'll watch the weather situation on that game.
Clearly.
It'll be an iffy situation, but we will definitely have that for you. 2024 general election isn't that far away. 59 days. Early voting starts October 26th through November 2nd in Escambia County, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa. To cast a ballot early, if you want to do that, you got to have that photo ID.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Absolutely.
So vote.
Also, we had an Escambia County grand jury indicting a man on murder charges for the ambush-style triple homicide on West Jackson Street last April. 23-year-old Torrance Sumler has been indicted on three counts of first-degree premeditated murder with a firearm. The shooting happened April 28th at West Jackson Square, where three victims were in a parked car. All three men were shot, two died on scene, and a third died at the hospital. He remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond, and if convicted, he would face a mandatory life sentence.
Okay, today's been an extremely big day for Apple, and coming up in about 10-15 minutes or so, we're going to have some information for you to digest and wonder some of those new products coming out from Apple.
Really?
I'm very excited about that. All right, just throw this in here real quick. Tuesday night, and again, we're going to have to watch this one real close for you. Music continuing on Santa Rosa Island, Bands on the Beach tomorrow. Class X hits the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7. It's a night of classic rock. Bring along those blankets and beach chairs. Leave the pets and glass at home.
Absolutely. Here nationally, Congress is returning today after a six-week recess as a possible government shutdown looms. Current funding for the government runs out on September 30th. A potential shutdown could see federal agencies and national parks close.
Interesting. Do you like the opera?
It's not my cup of tea.
Okay. I for years, I kind of... shied away from it, but then I started liking it. Mm. I want to throw this in here for you opera aficionados today.
All right.
It's the ultimate opera experience featuring Mozart and Leoncavallo, and it's coming in 2025. Opera aficionados tickets are now on sale for the Pensacola Opera's 42nd season at the Sanger.
Oh, excellent. And also one of our top stories today, Harvey Weinstein being rushed to a hospital for emergency heart surgery. ABC News reports that the disgraced Hollywood mogul was transported from Rikers Island Prison in New York after experiencing chest pains. He was scheduled to appear in court this week as prosecutors prepared a new sexual assault indictment against him.
The opera thing. A lot of folks scratch you. You like the opera? You know, I don't really go to understand it because I don't understand it. Mm. I just go and look at the people singing and thinking, how does that voice come out of that mouth?
Yeah, it is impressive. Even if you're not an opera fan, yeah, you got to acknowledge that talent.
Talent, sure. It actually reeks. Okay, preferred seating, limited, available for the annual Blues Homecoming Air Show. We've been talking about this. The seats are still available. The show's November 1st through 2nd aboard NAS Pensacola. Tickets on sale and available at the event's official website.
And an Alabama man was arrested after leading Escambia County deputies and an FHP trooper on a chase along Highway 29 on Saturday. FHP says a trooper saw the deputies and fleeing suspect and joined in on the pursuit, eventually taking the lead and stopping the vehicle with a pit maneuver. After the pit, police say that the vehicle rolled twice and came to a rest on its roof. 34-year-old Derek Michael Coleman was taken to Baptist Hospital with minor injuries after the crash, and he now faces charges for felony fleeing and eluding, possession of a firearm by a felon, and DUI.
Okay, I was talking about the Blues a minute ago, and I wanted to add this on there. I'll go with a senior moment for this one, but I forgot to mention this for you. Four Blue Angels practice sessions remaining this month in September. September 10th is probably in question. I would say that. That's tomorrow, by the way. So we'll keep that. We'll classify that iffy. September 11th, another iffy date, autograph day at the museum. September 17th, September 24th. Of course, the Westgate on Blue Angel Parkway opens at 9:30 with the Blues practice session at 10:30. Preferred seating is behind the Naval Aviation Museum on the flight line.
All righty. And lastly here, a teenager from Jay is injured after a crash on Friday. The FHP says the teen lost control of his truck on Fanny Road and hit a tree. He was taken to the hospital by ambulance, and he is in critical condition. The crash is still under investigation. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now.
I'm Tom Graham. Vice President Kamala Harris set to face off against former President Trump during a debate in Philadelphia tomorrow night. Fox's Alexis McAdams.
28% of likely voters say they feel like they need to learn more about Kamala Harris, while only 9% say they want to know more about Donald Trump before the election. That's according to the new New York Times Siena polling.
The debate will be moderated by ABC News. The microphones will be muted while the other person is speaking. Many in Louisiana are keeping a watchful eye on the Gulf of Mexico as Tropical Storm Francine targets the state. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel.
Tropical Storm Francine is intensifying in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's forecast to track north and then northeast with a landfall forecast later Wednesday along the coast of Louisiana.
Hurricane watches are in effect. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. At the closing bell on Wall Street today, stocks were much higher, the Dow gaining 484, the S&P 500 up by 62, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 193 points, good enough for a gain of 1.1%. During its live-streamed event today on YouTube, Apple says the iPhone 16 will start at $799 and the iPhone 16 Plus starts at $899. They'll be available to order beginning Monday and launch on September 20th. Big Lots is saying today it's agreeing to be acquired by Nexus Capital Management and is entering Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. The Columbus, Ohio-based discount retailer has secured commitments for $707.5 million of financing. U.S. oil futures for October continue to rise due to tropical storm threats, up 1.4% to around $68.65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. This was said to be a make-or-break season for Deshaun Watson. However, I think Deshaun is already damaged beyond repair. We haven't seen Deshaun be a great QB since 2020, and with his terrible performance yesterday against the Cowboys, it just further reiterates that the dominant QB he once was as well in the past, and we'll never see that high level of play consistently from him ever again. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Pensacola Little Theater presents A Man for All Seasons, a captivating historical drama that offers a window into the tumultuous 16th century England during King Henry VIII's reign, September 13th through 22nd. The play delves into the moral and political struggles of Sir Thomas More, a devout Catholic and loyal subject to the king. As Henry VIII, driven by his desire to divorce his wife, clashes with the Catholic Church, he demands the unwavering loyalty of his subjects. Secure your ticket for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, AllSeasonServiceNet.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, we've still got some backups developing on Michigan Avenue near Mobile Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile. We do have some backups at that intersection there because of an accident report we got earlier this hour. Also have some backups developing on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And some issues in a couple spots on Scenic Highway. This is going to be near where Creighton Road is. This is going to be if you're traveling southbound passing Creighton. Also, just before that, if you're traveling southbound towards I-10, we've got some issues on Scenic Highway there as well, so be on the lookouts for those areas. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the same. Gulf Beach Highway with a little bit of issues traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. Got about a 70% chance of showers all throughout your Tuesday, where there will be a high of 83 and yet another low of 74.
Okay, 439, News Radio 92.3. Let's go over some high school activity in football scores from Friday night.
All righty.
A few surprises, I would say. Booker T, Washington, beat Milton 12-7. It was Tate over Pensacola High School 27-22. Pine Forest, not a good night for Pine Forest. Niceville 36, Pine Forest 14. Fort Walton Beach over West Florida 14-0. Freeport over Northview 36-20. Scambia, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Pace, and Pensacola Catholic all had byes this past week.
Yeah, you were telling me some of those scores. Some of them were pretty surprising. Tate, I think they've won several years in a row now over Pensacola. But for it to be that close of a game, that tells you that Pensacola is for real. They are turning their program around quite nicely. And as for Milton, I don't know why they can't get it together.
Talk to me. Who's our game Friday night? Do you know?
Yes, I do. I actually have a form here for you. Jeremy, our lovely traffic director, gave us these. Yes. But this Friday, it's going to be Choctaw versus Pine Forest, 7 o'clock. That is going to be on our sister station Friday night, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Pine Forest should take that game. Choctaw's not having a good season at all. So.
I don't know. It sounds like Pine Forest has been struggling a little bit as well. Choctaw just beat up on Navarre a couple weeks back.
That's right. But you're probably right on that. But I think that there's Choctaw's having a little bit of toughness in the season.
It'll be an interesting game.
Yeah,
sure.
I think so. You want to really quick here, we can jump and check out some SEC scores from the past weekend.
Yes.
You know, man?
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yes, there is. Oklahoma State over Arkansas. It was 39-31.
Yep. Heck of a game.
This game surprised me. Texas over Michigan, 31-12.
I had Texas being considerably better than Michigan. And, I was saying it to anyone who would listen. Michigan ain't going to be great this year. I didn't know it was going to be that bad.
Do you think a lot of finger-pointing at the new coach?
I don't think we're going to like whine about Michigan yet. I think this is going to be more a matter of just Texas. Like, oh, yep, they're still great. Right. Because we already figured they'd be a national title favorite this year.
All right. Texas A&M all over McNeese, 52-10.
As they should be.
Georgia, no surprise here. Georgia over Tennessee Tech, 48-3.
Yep.
California downing Auburn, 21-14.
That one was a surprise rough one for the Tigers.
I had Auburn picked in that game. South Carolina over Kentucky, 31-6. Ole Miss, this is who Wake Forest is going to be playing next week.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, 52. Middle Tennessee, 3.
I will say at least Wake is probably going to be their biggest challenge of the season so far, especially with it being in Winston-Salem. I don't know how much that says. Ole Miss has had it pretty easy so far. But, yeah, they need to be tested, clearly.
Missouri over Buffalo, 38-0. Alabama over University of South Florida, 42-16. Florida had a good Saturday. They sure did. They downed Samford, 45-7.
That's the bar,
take
man.
Take the win.
Yeah.
Take the win.
If you're a Gator fan, you got
to. Just take the win.
Right.
And shut up. Just take the win. Okay, LSU over Nichols, 44-21. It was Vandy. This Vandy team is surprising.
Course, well, it was last week.
Well, I'm just saying, it's Alcorn State, but it's 55-0.
Hmm?
Vanderbilt over Alcorn State, 55-0.
That's a good win. I don't know what to make of that because just a couple years ago, they started their season on the road at Hawaii and won, 63-10? And everyone thought, whoa, Vandy, okay. And that ended up, they finished not even going bowling. 5-7, and that's good news for them.
Well, we're just trying to help the Commodores fans out a little bit here.
Yes, we are.
Okay. It was Tennessee over NC State, 51-10. Oklahoma beat up on Houston, 16-12. And I was surprised at this one. Arizona State downing Mississippi State 30-23.
Arizona State's looking really good. I know they haven't really beaten anyone too great yet, but nonetheless, starting out 2-0 when you went 3-9 last year is pretty good. Yeah, Oklahoma against Houston. I don't know what the heck that was about. Houston just the week prior got like beat up by some. I think it may have been UNLV. They got beat up bad. And then, yeah, you mentioned Tennessee and NC State. I think that just exposes not just Tennessee as a good team, but NC State is just not being what we thought they were this season.
Coming up in 35 minutes on News Radio 92.3, we're going to take a look at some of the NFL action for you.
Yes.
And kind of unwind that big game tonight. 49ers in action against the Jets.
Yes.
How do you think Mr. Aaron's going to do in this one?
Oh, well, if he can win this game, he can win any. Going to, it's in San Francisco, right, mm-hmm. to start the year. So that's tough.
Totally. It's brutal.
So we'll see that. I'm assuming the Niners are going to win. I'm not saying it's going to be on Aaron necessarily. I think the Niners are just a great team, and the Jets have not proven anything that implies they're great.
We'll have to just wait and see. Kickoff at 7:15, 7:20, somewhere in that area. Tonight.
Yeah, official kickoff time listed on ESPN is 7:15.
Okay, big day today for Apple. We told you about this about 20 minutes ago or so. It was coming up. Consumers got their first look at the new iPhone 16. And Apple also announced its new series of AirPods during a live stream. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook.
Well, play for me now. Why aren't you playing?
AirPods provide an incredible audio experience and are magically easy to use. This year, we have significant updates across the entire lineup. So let's start off with the new generation of AirPods.
How about that?
Yeah.
Do you like AirPods?
I don't have any, but I appreciate the technology.
You know, I can't wear them. For some reason, they
just fall out of your ears or something?
Well, yeah, that, but they hurt.
Oh,
they
hurt.
So I bought these running, they go around the back of your head, and they work out well because it doesn't go in your ear.
Right.
It just kind of goes around there. So that was, I like that. But AirPods, I just couldn't do it because they hurt. Okay, let me just tell you real quickly here. Tonight, Powerball, $121 million, $61 million cash option. Now tomorrow night, Mega Millions, $800 million, $401.8 million cash option. That will be going out tomorrow night around 10 o'clock. So play wisely and good luck.
4:45 here. We got another quick check of the roads and weather for you, if speaking were at all feasible. At the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue, still got some backups there. An accident was reported on Michigan. However, it looks like that's not even the worst part of the intersection right now. If you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Michigan, that's where it looks like the congestion is the worst at this time. Outside of that, though, very happy to report that there's not too much going on here early this afternoon. We may have some backups still on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. But outside of that, it's not looking too rough on the roads. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees. Hot, but forgivable. Tonight's low is going to be 74. And as we get into your Tuesday, it's going to be a 70% chance of showers all throughout with a high of 83 and another low of 74.
Okay, 4:46, News Radio 92.3. I want to give you a feel-good story this afternoon. You ready for it?
Yeah.
This comes from our news partners over at Channel 3. Basically, it's a success story about a neglected dog.
Really?
The dog's name is Rose, who found her forever home. This is a good story, folks. Rose arrived at the animal shelter back in April, nearly starved to death, covered with fleas, and extremely just frightened. Well, enter the Zach Miller family. Get it right here. Zach Miller family. A little love and attention can change an animal's life tremendously, and this heartwarming story is just a prime example of that. Escambia Animal Welfare Director John Robinson says, families like the Millers are an example of the positive impact that volunteering and fostering can make in an animal's life. And I love animals, so I thought I'd throw that in there.
Oh, no.
It's a good story.
Absolutely.
That's a good story.
I'll keep the good news going here. Kate, the Princess of Wales, is done with her chemotherapy treatment. She made the announcement in a video message released earlier today. And, of course, back in March, she had revealed that she was diagnosed with an unspecified form of cancer. So that's very good news. We got neglected dog being given the life it deserves, the care it deserves, and then we got Kate being cancer-free. How about that? Well, done with her chemotherapy treatment.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll absolutely take that. Okay, I want you to kind of disclaim what you were taught. You teased us a few minutes ago about some tickets you were going to give away.
Yes, I'll tease you about
that
again. Yeah. All right. So just to give, because I said I'd give more details on it, this ticket giveaway is going to be happening at 5:30 today. Let's see. Where are they now? All righty. I was about to say, don't make a liar out of me, computer. Come on. Let's see what we got. All right. It's a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater for A Man for All Seasons. It's going to be from September 13th to September 22nd. Here are the details for you. A captivating historical drama that offers a window into the tumultuous 16th century England during King Henry VIII's reign. The play delves into the moral and political struggles of Sir Thomas More, a devout Catholic and loyal subject of the king. As Henry VIII, driven by his desire to divorce his wife, clashes with the Catholic Church, he demands the unwavering loyalty of his subjects. So, again, we will be giving those tickets away next hour. I'd actually say, what, about 40 minutes from now? Yeah, 40 minutes from now, we'll be
you
giving those
very
away.
Well.
Yeah, it'll be right before the Fox News break in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, looking forward to that. District 3 Escambia Commissioner Lumen May, get this headline here, calls youth violence an epidemic.
Well,
it's pretty strong, isn't
it? Can't deny that.
And it's why he says something needs to be done. May is calling on money from the Children's Trust $10 million budget to be used to keep children in the community safe. Money from that trust is typically used to fund things like programs for the youth. May says he wants funds from the Children's Trust to go towards increasing public safety for the children. So that's his posture on that.
Absolutely. And we got Wall Street closing higher as stocks rallied to start the week. Tech shares and airline stocks were among the top performers as markets rebounded from last week's steep sell-off. Financial and retail shares also posted solid gains as investors anticipate a Federal Reserve rate cut later this month. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 484 points to 40,829. The S&P 500 added 62 points to 5,471. And the NASDAQ rose 193 points to 16,884.
Okay, just a quick reminder for you. Former President Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris facing off in the first presidential debate. Happens tomorrow evening in preparation of the general election on November 5th. Pre-date coverage begins at 7 with live debate coverage at 8. On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 FM, 1620 AM, and on the on the News Radio mobile app, and you can stream the event on NewsRadio923.com. Now, you tell me, we don't make it easy for you to listen to this information.
Right. I will say, right before we go to break, because it's just about 4:50 here, I've got a story here. Jack White, do you know who Jack White is, Chris?
No.
Okay, well, don't worry. You'll know after the break. Jack White is suing former President Trump, so Trump's got another lawsuit. We'll get details on that and more as we round out hour number one of Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Right now on News Radio 92.3.
Big Audio Dynamite?
That was Then the Morning Comes by Smash Mouth, if that's what you were asking. Yeah. No, that's a pretty, I love that song, though. Smash Mouth is like one of those bands that, like, I can only name a few songs by them, but The few that I can name are so good.
But that's the greatness of a band. If you can listen to it, enjoy it, and you don't have to go off the hits.
Right.
You know, that's some good stuff. That was pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing, as you said, it's far from their biggest song, because, heck, they've got their version of I'm a Believer. They got All Star. They got, what was that other one? Walking on the Sun. Yeah, they've got songs.
That was a great track.
Yeah, that was like their first huge hit, I think. So yeah, man, Smash Mouth is good.
Okay, let me just kind of throw this in here. Coming up in less than 30 minutes, I know we're going to give the tickets away.
Right.
But also, between the 5 and 5:30 hour, we're going to tap into Mike Seidel. You know who this guy is, Weather Channel guy. We're going to have an update from him in terms of what Francine is actually up to this afternoon.
Yes.
So he'll be in within 30 minutes.
Now, before we went to break, Chris, I told you Jack White, a fellow named Jack White, suing former President Trump. And I didn't tell you. I did not tell you during break why he's suing him, but it's for a reason that you could probably expect based on recent headlines. Suing him over the use of one of his songs. The Grammy-winning guitarist and songwriter had previously threatened Trump and his campaign with legal action for using Seven Nation Army in a video posted on social media. In an Instagram post last month, White said, "Oh, don't even think about using my music, you fascists." He filed the lawsuit in a New York court and posted it to social media on Monday with the caption, "This machine sues fascists." A number of artists have objected to Trump using their music, of course, including the Foo Fighters and Celine Dion, with Foo Fighters being rather recent. I will say, Jack White, have you ever heard of the, oh my gosh, what's the name of the group? The White Somethings.
If he said that, probably not.
Oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of their group. It was like him and his sister, I think, or him and his cousin. I think it was him and his sister. Oh my gosh, this is driving me crazy.
here's my point.
They sang Seven Nation Army.
All right, well, here's my point about all of these artists saying, "We're not going to do this, we're not going to do that." Why are they just making this public? Because you've got a 50-50 chance at alienating your fan base from why you get involved with this stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Why do they do that?
I don't know. I will say, thank goodness for our text line. Stripes. That's it. That's why I said White Blank sang Seven Nation Army. That's why I said that before you had dropped in, Chris, because I knew I wanted some text on that. So thank y'all, because now there's a few people coming in saying it. So, all right, I appreciate it. Oh, okay, 4:55. Now that my brain has re-solidified, we can get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour.
I'm glad we've got all these listeners supporting us.
regardless of how ridiculous the topic is.
Exactly right.
Looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We got some issues there. Same with I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Outside of that, there's not too much going on in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking relatively clear. Same with Navarre Parkway. That's the stunner of the day. As for Highway 90, we do have some issues just a little bit if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, heading in the direction of Dogwood Drive. Looking at the weather here, it's a bit more of the same. 80 degrees, low of 74 tonight. As we get into your Tuesday, we're going to have 70% chance of showers all throughout with a high of 83 and another low of 74.
Maybe I can get you to play some Big Audio Dynamite in one of these days.
I don't know who they are. So.
You're going to love it. If you love that track right there, you will love Big Audio Dynamite.
All right.
Guaranteed. News Radio 92.3 afternoon. Everybody, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and here's some more happy news.
Okay.
Gonna do your little happy dance today. Chris Watts was hired about 3 weeks ago and introduced to Escambia commissioners. He's the new emergency medical services director. So we'd like to welcome him. Watts is originally from Michigan, where he was operations manager for the largest ambulance service in that state. Escambia Public Service Director Eric Gilmore, good friend of mine. In fact, he was my teacher when I got all my FEMA certifications. He was the big dog. And Eric says Watts has already engaged implementing new strategies to help get new employees working in their positions as quickly as possible.
Also, Chris, you and I, it didn't say breaking news, but it nonetheless seemed to surprise you and me at the same time because neither of us had seemingly heard about it. James Earl Jones, the legendary actor, passed away at 93. Of course, he's known for several roles because, I mean, when you're an actor at that age, you've probably played in a good deal of stuff by then. But most notably, I would say the two things that I know him most from are Star Wars, of course, the voice of Darth Vader, right? And the voice of Mufasa off The Lion King.
Arby's.
Yes. Is he the Arby's voice?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I never saw Star Wars.
Yeah, I think you've told me that.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Because I remember my heart skipping a beat when you said it. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you know, I don't watch a lot of new television. You know, like, say, for a new series comes out. I wait till it's, like, on MeTV or something like that to watch it in the read. I did the same thing with family. I mean, with friends. Mm. Friends, the same thing. I never watched it during its original run.
There are some people that way. I was that way with Scrubs.
I love that show.
Scrubs is a good show.
Oh, I love that show. But anyway, that's a watch. You know, I don't have a lot of time to catch it live. So with these other, I guess, satellite distribution companies, they can pretty much cover you there. Last Man Standing, same thing. I love that show. Never saw it one time in its first run.
I was also that way with Lost and House, and I mentioned those two together because not only did several actors who were on one of them play on the other at times, but they ran at around the same time, like mid-2000s to early 2010s, mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. era. At my age then, I didn't care about those shows. speaking of shows, though, that are long-running, Ryan Seacrest will make his debut as the host of Wheel of Fortune tonight. It will be the first time in 41 years that fans of the game show won't see Pat Sajak walk onto the set. Seacrest is taking over for Sajak after he retired at the end of last season.
Vanna is not happy, I don't think.
It says Vanna White will still be turning letters as she signed a contract extension to remain with the show through the 25-26 season. So there's that.
Well, she was quoted as saying she was worried about the chemistry between her and Ryan because, you know, she was on this 41 years or something like that.
Right.
Doing this show. So, do you ever watch it?
Occasionally. I've seen bits and pieces. I'm not much of a game show person.
I'm not either. But we wish Ryan the best of luck.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he's a disc jockey from Los Angeles.
Really?
That's his story. And then he made it big somehow. Congratulations.
You're listening to
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.